You're all welcome to today's service. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Let us believe that we're living here with our pockets full.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Let us believe that the Lord is going to visit his people today.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And when the Lord visits his people, there is change. Amen.
Amen.
There is deliverance.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Begin to experience the things that the Lord has prepared for them that love him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I want to share today on how we can fight the spiritual battle. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The psalmist says that the Lord teaches our hands to war. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And of course, warfare has become a very common thing in the church today. And let us see what the Lord has got to say about spiritual warfare. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Now, if you can just get this mystery today, hallelujah.
Amen.
Everything devil in your life will be on his way out forever.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It was David that wrote that. You know that? David wrote that psalm. He said, "The Lord teaches my hand to battle." And we know David was a great warrior of God. David was one of the noted great men of God who could do awesome things. We know the story of how David, a young shepherd, defeated Goliath. Praise God. We know how he killed a lion. We know how he led Israel time and time again into victory. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And I tell you, brethren, we are going to get the secret to this spiritual victory that will follow us every day of our life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You know when David took up stones from a brook, you know, smooth stones, and aimed it at the eye of Goliath, that great monster. Praise God. The Bible says he was what? A big giant. And there is something that the Bible was careful to write, that Goliath had 6 toes and 6 fingers on every side. Not 5 like you, but 6. And this has got spiritual meaning. See, the Bible that you read today, it's a very rich book, praise God.
Yeah.
That is here to do just one thing, and to, that is to uplift you back into your glory. Because you know that you are generated kings, princes in God. Praise God, this was the original design. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And whether we like it or not, God's intention is that every man attains to the original design. Praise God. So what was God trying to show us through this testimony? David taking a stone and aiming it at the eye of Goliath, at the forehead of Goliath, and bringing that great monster down. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. We pray against principalities and powers. Praise God. We pray against demons and devils in the spiritual realm. Hallelujah. And you know, at times I've known many brethren over the years who fight overnight, fighting against demons in the waves, in the airwaves, fighting against spirits day and night. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You are burning and destroying and, you know, casting down continuously. And this is what we've been taught here, and we've done this thing year after year. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. I've met brethren who go from pastor to pastor, church to church, deliverance session to deliverance session, revival to revival. Praise God. And anytime they go, when the man of God lays a hand on them, you see them rolling on the floor and shouting. And they go for another revival, you see that same person rolling on the floor shouting. And you know what they say? That the one that was remaining, that the Lord is still finishing the work. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord is still finishing the work. And you go around, by the time you are 80 years, you go around the world. I have an Italian friend who has even been to Brazil. See, it is just everywhere he's gone around the world seeking for somebody to lay his hand and deliver him. I And I spoke to him some weeks ago, and he told me a sister told him of somebody in France and is going there for deliverance. Okay. I just told him that when you have finished your deliverance, come back and tell me what happened. You see, you just have to understand there's something wrong in the way we perceive things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because principalities and powers in reality are our reasonings in this age. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Principalities and powers and the reasoning of this age speaks about our beliefs, the way we believe things as men. Praise God. People do not realize that those things that talk, those idols that move, those things we call juju, those things we call black power, are actually controlled by the mind of men.
Exactly.
Or don't you know that you are God's?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Don't you know that to him that believes all things are possible?
Yes.
Don't you understand? It is your belief as a man that activates these things and brings life to them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Praise God. In your belief as men, you have created a big Goliath in your life.
Exactly.
In your belief as men, you have created a very big devil, a dragon in your life. And it seems so much impossible to defeat this thing that you have created. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The other day I woke up in my room and I saw a shadow. You know, on my wall. You know, and it looked like a dinosaur. Praise God. And I woke up and I looked properly. And I discovered later it was just a shadow. But it was just my imagination. There was no such thing like a dinosaur there. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And this is the thing that Christians do. The traditional Christians, religious Christians, they go round and round in circle for years fighting the devil, praise God, that they have created for themselves. They go around fighting, you know, things that don't exist. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We must get to understand that the works of darkness work hand in hand with the ignorance that is embedded in the men of this age. Hallelujah. That is why Jesus Christ says, "Get thee behind me, Satan. You do not know the things of God, but the things of what? Of men." Men. Praise God. Because that man there is not the man. We are talking of fallen man. Mortal man. Man who walks according to the dust identity. Praise God. Man who walks according to the course of this age, whose mind is alienated from the life of God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when Jesus Christ says, "Get thee behind me, Satan," he was speaking to Peter. And Peter said a very nice thing. Peter said something that looked very nice, very good. He was trying to save Jesus. See, but he was reasoning from the mind of what? A natural man. But God, at times we want to do good things as Christians. We want to do good works. We want to do many things as Christians. Praise God. Some of us are very, very religious. Some of us have many, many works, you know, to our account. But these things cannot give you what? Eternal life.
Amen.
Jesus Christ says that what? That you may know. That you may know the true God. An eternal life. We are in the religion today, it's all about do, you must do, you must do, isn't it?
Yes.
Praise God. You must dress this way, you must walk that way, you must clap this way. Amen.
Amen.
You must pray this way.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Some people, unless you say Holy Ghost by fire or something like that. Unless you say that, you're not a Christian. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You must belong to a particular church. You must belong to that church with this particular pastor and all these kind of things that, you know, have nothing to do with life. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ says that you may know the true God. Know him. And I tell you, to know God is not what we thought it was. It's a deeper thing. Eh?
Amen.
Praise God. Because even the scribes and the Pharisees thought they knew God. Praise God. They thought they knew God, but Jesus Christ told them they did not know God. Hallelujah. But if you knew God, you would not kill me.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So the concept of what we thought God is not really God. It's just our imagination. Because that thing that Adam started to worship after the fall is no more God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
We've always had a sensation that God is separate from man. But we've never known that God is our life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But this is the greatest mystery of all ages. And I'm going to tell you today the secret to becoming victorious forever. And you will not live here the same today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That Goliath in your life, which actually represents the system of men, the system of religion, and the system of this world, you will overcome it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it starts today.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
As you begin to walk in the truth. The Lord is teaching us how to make that spiritual warfare.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. You know, I put this in somewhere, some places that some people are disappointed in me. They are disappointed that I brought down their devil. You know, some people like to be sad. Some people like to, they like to
suffer.
To suffer.
Amen.
They like to do as if they are doing something to get something. Men try to think that they are earning something. Salvation don't earn it. Salvation, you receive salvation.
Amen.
Freely.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Let's quickly rush to the story of Gideon. I'm not going to do much reading, because if I do reading, we won't live here today. Praise God.
Amen.
But I want you to go back. Well, if you are a very serious student, you go back and read your Bible.
Amen.
Praise God. The story of Gideon, how God used 300 men to destroy an army that was counted as innumerable. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. You know, this present day, you cannot gather that kind of army. We're talking of, the Bible says that the army, they were what, like the sand upon the seashore. Have you been to the seashore before?
Yes.
Can you count the sand?
No.
You cannot.
I'm counting.
But God used 300 men to defeat these armies of the east, the Midianites. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this is prophetic. God is teaching us today how we can war, how we can win our battle. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
The Bible says that the Son of God was manifest to destroy the works of the devil. And it's all in you.
Amen.
Because the devil, the prince of death, has veiled man from the truth. And the Son of God is descended in you to destroy the works of the devil.
Amen.
So that you can do what? You can walk in life. And the Bible says that the last enemy to be destroyed
is
death. Death is the last enemy to be destroyed. And I tell you, death is the thing that every man fears. Every man is afraid of that. Praise God. Some people say with their mouth that they know that someday everybody will die. It's a lie. Nobody knows he will die. Nobody feels that you will truly share this body. If you knew that you would truly share this body, there are certain things you do, you wouldn't do. Praise God.
Amen.
So everybody has married the concept that this is your life. See, I've married the concept that Trevor is my life. See, and I've loved Trevor more than God. I've loved my life in this world more than the things of God. That is what men are all about. We think that this is our life. Our human life is our life. But Jesus Christ says that life, you must do what? Lose it.
Yes.
Otherwise, you are not worthy of me. And you do this by faith.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. It's not about, you know, some people say they want to kill the flesh. And they go on 40 days fast. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. I heard of someone in Africa who cut off his penis. He said that, you know, the flesh was disturbing him too much. So he had to cut off the penis. I even saw the picture. So he cut off his penis. Amen. But he doesn't know that the mind is still there.
Of course.
Amen. The mind will still be destroyed after scares. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Everybody's sad. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. He thought that he was killing his flesh by cutting off his genitals. See, but those are false interpretations of the gospel.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. God is teaching us how to walk today better. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. God used Gideon to perform this feat, a very prophetic feat. Praise God. Like I've always told you, this thing that happened in the time of Gideon was not for them. Praise God. That victory of Gideon was not for them. That victory of Gideon was for you. Because the Bible says that everything that is written in the Bible is for your what? For your proof, reproof, and what? Instruction. Everything in the Old Testament you see from Genesis to Revelation is all about you. Praise God. Someone said, what about me? Don't you know that there is somebody sitting in you that the Bible calls the Christ? Praise God. There is something sitting inside of you that is called what?
Christ.
The Christ. Praise God. And until a man comes to realize that life within himself, he remains dead in his sins and transgression. Death is all about being cut off from all reality. See, we suffer many things today because spiritually speaking, we died. And when you are dead, you are cut off from all reality. Have you had a nightmare before? A nightmare, and when you wake up, you thank God that it was only a dream. Praise God. Someday you wake up and you thank God that this your life was just a dream. And the hour is now, praise God. Because the Bible says that the hour comes when those who are in their graves will hear the voice of the Son of Man, and then they shall do what? They shall arise to life. Because Jesus Christ will not come from heaven to speak to you. You are hearing the voice of the Son of Man right now.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And that voice is bringing an awakening.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, in the graveyards out there, you know what they do? They put people in a direction to sleep in a particular direction, so that when they awake in the resurrection, they face the Son. So when everybody gets up, they're facing the Son and they're going back to God. Praise God. But people are so ignorant. See, they fail to realize that what you see in men is just walking tongues, walking graves. All men are already dead. But all men are already what?
Dead.
Paul writes it in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15. All die in Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Adam's transgression is a parable of you.
Mm-hmm.
As you are overshadowed by the darkness of this age. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Like Adam, you've always been going around, I'm naked, I'm a sinner, I'm incomplete. See, always far away from God's presence. God is far away from me in heaven. Amen. I have to fast and do the rubber shamba baba. I have to do the rubber shamba to get to God so I will hear me. Praise God. I will pray the same prayer that I prayed yesterday, tomorrow, and next tomorrow. Maybe God didn't hear me yesterday. Tomorrow will hear me. We always feel that God is far away from us. See, like Lazarus, the rich man, there's a gulf. We sense a gulf of separation between man and God. See? Praise God. But God today is what is destroying that gulf.
Amen.
So that, like Jesus Christ, you can say, I and the Father are
one.
I and the Father are
one.
See, if you don't know this, you're already dead. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
The Bible says he's gathering the nations unto himself. Unto himself. Our gathering is unto him.
Yes.
Unto the name of the Lord. Praise God.
Amen.
So that we all realize that one identity. The sister spoke about our identity card. Praise God. Our identity card is Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
So Gideon, back to Gideon. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Gideon summoned thousands of people. Hallelujah. The Bible says that Gideon summoned thousands of, you know, how many of them? He summoned 32,000 Israelites to go to war with him. And God says, well, the number is too much. But how many of us, God know that God doesn't deal with numbers? You know, in our minds, we are so much used to numbers. Amen. Somebody will walk in here and say, oh, just have a few people here. It's true. There are just few people. This one is not sure. God's presence is not there. Look, I have walked into, God has taken me in the spirit. And I won't mention names. I've seen some of these pastors that you call very big men with branches all over the world. And God showed me coffins. Coffins in their church. Just coffins. I saw church coffins, you know, sit down all over the church. Praise God. Hallelujah. The things of the spirit are very strange.
Yes.
You know, when you saw the multitude gathering to Jesus, the Bible says multitude gathered to him. People think that he was pulling crowd. Jesus Christ was not pulling no crowd. Those multitudes were not, they did not know what they didn't know what they were there for. They thought they were there for food, to wear dress, to marry, you know. They thought that Jesus was there to further their life as human beings, was there to improve their human life. That is what every man thinks Jesus is all about. People go to church because they want to get married. They go to church because they want healing. They go to church because they want a job. Praise God. Now, of course, don't tell me we need all those things, don't we?
Yes,
we do.
We do need those things, but the Bible says, "What seek ye first, and the other things what they must follow you, because what you are a child of
God. Amen.
They must what follow you because you are what a child of God.
Of course.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Seek the kingdom of God, and what is the kingdom of God? In you, the Christ in you. Seek that thing in you. Seek your true identity. And all those other things you are seeking as a man, they will be added to you. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
The multitudes were not seeking Jesus Christ to know Jesus. They were not seeking Jesus Christ like Paul, who says that I may know him and the power of the word, the resurrection. They were seeking Jesus for what? For loaves of bread. But the Bible says only how many? Three. How many people? Three. Follow Jesus Christ up to what? To the Mount of Transfiguration. Only three. So you can see God does not deal with numbers. Only three were able to see the glory of God. And when they saw the glory of God, you know what they told Jesus?
Let us remain
here, man. They forgot that they tasted of the glory of God. They said, let us remain here. They forgot that they had families. Let us remain here. Hallelujah. The Bible says that a day in the house of God is better than 1,000 years in the world. All your achievements, everything that you can gain in this world, cannot be compared, hallelujah, to the glory emanating from the presence of God.
Hallelujah.
And I testify of it because I have seen it. I testify personally because I have seen it. If I don't testify, I'm a liar.
Praise
God. A day in your court is better than 1,000 days everywhere. Hallelujah.
But
only three men could arise to ascend. Hallelujah. Before Jesus Christ will ascend, he tells the multitudes that what shall it profit you if you gain this world and lose your soul? And he says, some of you here will not taste of death.
Amen.
When he said that, he now took the tree and went up. We have to ascend. Leave the earthly. Hallelujah. Leave the earthly. Hallelujah. And when we leave the earthly, we begin to rediscover our heavenly self. Our true nature, our true celestial self. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because we are spirit. We are bear that same one identity with our Father.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All these things are in the Bible. But you will not hear them in churches. Because the Bible speaks about in Mount Zion. John, the apostle, saw 144,000 upon Mount Zion, all having the name of the Father upon their foreheads. Upon Mount Zion, they were not on the earth. These are people who have awoken and ascended with Christ. I want to be in that number. Do you?
Yes, I want to.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
So that you can what? You can inherit what? The blessing. Psalm 24. What does Psalm 24 say?
The Lord is my shepherd.
He said to Psalm 24. Who shall ascend what?
Okay, yes.
Who shall ascend God's holy hill? Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says that one shall receive what? The blessings. This is a blessings. It says the blessing of the Lord. And what is the blessing of the Lord? He's the Lord himself.
Hallelujah.
People don't know that's our inheritance. Our inheritance is the Lord of glory. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So God does not deal with numbers. God does not deal with what? With numbers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God had to separate the wheat from the chaff. And the Bible says that Gideon asked the Israelites, if anybody here is afraid, what? Anybody that is fearful or afraid, let him do what? Let him go back home. Do you know how many people left out of 32,000? 22,000 people what? Went back home. 22,000. Fear. Fear of losing everything. Fear of losing your life on the earth. But God, fear of confessing the Christ. Fear of preaching the truth. You know, the time came, I was afraid to preach the message. I was afraid to preach what God showed me years ago. I was afraid, and when you are afraid, when you don't speak this thing and walk in it, everything begins to go wrong in your life.
Yes, of course.
If God shows you the truth, you must confess the truth.
That is it.
Don't fear men. Don't fear persecution. Because when you begin to preach the truth, they will call you a false prophet.
Yes.
They will call you a fake prophet. I'm telling you, I'm telling you, you don't know what I've been through. I meet pastors. I preach to pastors. And they don't like me. Why? Because they see that I didn't go to Bible school. Because they see I don't have an official title pastor.
No, they did not go to Bible school.
Praise God. Because I didn't go to a school of thought. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. But thank God my wife is a witness. Amen. My wife, right from the 20 years of marriage, ask her. We've been around the world, and anybody that sees me, they tell me that they see that he's a man of God, right from the father's womb. Everywhere. From the big men who feel sad, they all told me the same word. And that thing is in every man. As those who know the truth.
Amen.
And you can become a pastor.
Amen.
A father of the fatherless.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. That is the calling in every man.
Yes.
Amen. It's not about stumbling for pulpit. Eh?
No, no.
Don't come here tomorrow and say, let me meet a pastor. You try that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Father of the fatherless. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Fear. Don't fear men. The Bible says that anybody that wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will suffer
persecution.
Persecution is not from the drunkard on the street. Amen. Persecution is not from the drug addict. Persecution is from your people in the church systems.
Mm-hmm.
Who are those who killed Jesus? It is described as the Pharisees, the religious people who think they know everything. Who have the knowledge? You know, scribes and Pharisees. Do you know in reality they use the Bible?
Of course.
And they couldn't find. They were wondering. But look at what the Bible says. And Jesus said to tell them, "Well, read the Bible. You think that you have life in them? Read it. You don't know that that Bible is testifying of me. The Bible is testifying of the Christ in you. Read the Bible as you want." You carnal men, religious men, serpents, accusers of the brethren. You have not entered, but you prevent other people from entering. Amen. Deceiving people with false doctrines. Barring people from entering into the reality of the blessing, what is already present for them. That's what religion does. See, don't be deceived with fine men, big suit, big name. Don't be deceived with all those things. Don't be deceived, not lie. Don't fear, not lie. I'm telling you, don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. Praise God.
Amen.
He has come to set you free with the truth.
Amen.
So don't fear. 22,000 people ran and left Gideon because of fear. Hallelujah. Fear of the unknown. If I walk with God, how will I feel? Amen. Amen. I had a sister who had a means of living, you know, and the means of living was not the very right way of living. And I fear to me, how will she cope? How will she be able to pay the bills? How will she do that? See it? And that is the fear. People don't trust God. People are unable to trust God. Don't trust God. Amen. Trust God and God will bring you to that expected end.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God is not unrighteous. If you have left everything in with sincere heart for God, God will meet your need.
Amen.
Praise God. Trust God. Trust God. We fear a lot. Trust God. Let us be like the Israelites who entered into a desert. Have you seen the desert before?
Yes.
Oh, praise. Have you seen that desert?
Yes.
The men of this age cannot survive that desert 1 year. Very harsh weather. Very harsh. These are not places that men can survive. But they went there for 40 years and God provided for their every need. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So what is one person that God can provide for? God can work and do it. Hallelujah. God wants us to be more dependent on the things of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God. So there were remaining, how many left? 10,000. And what happened? God said the 10,000, they are still too many, praise God. And how did God prune down the number? God told Gideon to take the 10,000 people to the bank of a river, amen, and let them drink water from that river.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that go down and drink, you know what it means? They go down, they put their head and drink
inside.
They say those ones are what disqualified. Amen. But the ones that take the water in your hand, in your palms, and lick it like dog. You know when you are licking the water like dog, your eyes are
watching.
You are watching. Amen. Say those are my men. God said those are my men. And they say we are God's men.
We are God's men.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So those ones that went down with their whole head down to drink the water, they got their what is Baba. Amen. He tell us to say follow the beer. Amen. You know what it means, follow the beer? You know when you want to deport a foreigner, you give him a kind of letter to child and tell him to go back home. So those Israelites who drank water directly from the pool with their heads down were sent home. But 300 men, valiant men, were able to lap the waters like dogs. See, and meaning that they were in a watchful position. Praise God. Watchful position. Hallelujah. How many of us know that if we want the victory, we must become watchful Christians? Spiritually minded and watchful. Praise God. When you're not watching, what are you doing? You are asleep. Praise God. You are asleep in the dust. Praise God. You know all men are asleep? Sleep and death, they are synonymous. When Lazarus died, you know what God told, what Jesus Christ said? He says Lazarus is what?
Listen.
He's sleeping. Hallelujah. It's a deep sleep. Amen. So when you're not watching, you are asleep. That's why Jesus Christ repeats, watch and pray. Watch. Watchfulness is to be alert spiritually. Because if you're not alert spiritually, the deceiver will come and rob you of the knowledge of the pearl of great price that is in you.
Amen.
See, when you are not watchful, the devil comes to deceive you that God has left you. He comes to deceive you that you are a sinner. Do you know God does not see you as a sinner? God sees you as himself. God sees you, have you seen a tree and the branches? Amen.
Amen.
The tree and the branches. Amen. Is the tree different from the branches?
No.
God sees you as himself. Because you are the
branches.
Yeah, the branches. When Jesus Christ says, I am the vine, you are the branches, is the Father speaking.
Amen.
Is God speaking? So you are a part of God. It never changed. It can only change your mind. And when you lose this knowledge, you become like that branch that withers and falls away. And you die off. And you know what Jesus Christ says? He says men. You come and men. He meant to use the word men.
Yes.
It's men that will fire you. He says men what? Will carry and put you in fire. Amen. That is where most people are today, because they are ignorant of the reality of the life of Christ in you.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get out of the realm of condemnation. Get out of the realm of bitterness and, sense of lack, self-pity, and reign right now.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Be watchful.
Mm-hmm.
Be watchful means to be alert. Praise God. When you are watchful, you are aware of reality, isn't it? Amen. When you are watchful, you are aware of the truth, isn't it? Amen. And that is what God wants from us. God wants us to be aware of the truth. Praise God. If you are asleep, the Bible says those that are asleep are of the night. Isn't that what Paul says? Those who are asleep were
of the night.
Of the night. But you are not of what? Of the night. So be watchful. We're not talking about being religious. Because people have misinterpreted watchfulness to go to do night vigils. And when you go to do night vigils, you know what they do? After that, you pay your tithes. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I'm exposing the truth of religion.
Amen.
I was telling somebody the other day, harvest. They say harvest. Which harvest? What do you see by harvest in the Bible? What do you hear of harvest in the Bible? Look at the soul. Your souls are being harvested to God.
Yes.
It's not about carrying money from people. Amen. Please let God deliver you from all this deceit. Deceit of men. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. People are looking at me. Come on. Praise God. Amen. So the Bible says 300 men were worthy. Amen. Many are called, but few are chosen. It's a reality, brethren. And let us do everything possible to be in that company. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Of the few that are worthy chosen. It's not a matter of just being called. We are all called. Chosen to partake of this glory. Chosen to partake of the life of God. Chosen to stand in the gap, in that priesthood order of Melchizedek. Chosen to rule upon the earth.
Hallelujah.
Chosen to manifest the mystery of godliness to humanity. We are the chosen.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's a great privilege.
Hallelujah.
We are the Joseph Company. Say amen.
Amen.
You are the Joseph Company.
Amen.
A people that God has called and set apart. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A royal priesthood. A holy nation. That is who we are. Hope praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So let us stand firm. Hallelujah. And something will happen. God used those 300 men to win the battle. And brethren, let us see how God used these 300 men. There are two things. Amen.
Amen.
All of them were armed with what? A trumpet. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
They were armed with a trumpet, and they were armed with what? A clay jar.
Yes.
Or a clay vessel, not a clay jar. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't worry, there's no fetish to me here. No juju in there. You will see what is inside very soon. Praise God. You know, I took this thing to the church one time, a smaller one though, and the sister asked me, Pastor, what are you doing with all these kind of things in your hand? She thought probably I was carrying something, some voodoo stuff, you know. I said, we don't do voodoo. Amen. Let's move on. Praise God. So we have the trumpet. All the 300 soldiers were armed with what? A trumpet and
a
clay jar. Hallelujah. Praise God. And within this clay jar was what? A torchlight. Praise God. And God said something at midnight. I wanted to share this message the other day, but I will not. When the Spirit doesn't give you the order, you can't do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. At midnight. Midnight speaks about a passage from darkness into the day.
Amen.
From the night into day. Because when you begin to pass the midnight, the day begins to dawn. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is the dawning of what? A new day. That's why when you hear of the new midnight hour, you know Jesus Christ gave many parables of the midnight hour.
Yes.
Remember the midnight hour, how the wise virgins got married, entered into the marriage chamber. Actually, they passed through a door.
Yes.
They passed through a door into the marriage chamber. After they heard the trumpet, after they heard the cry. Praise God. This Bible is so full of mysteries.
Oh,
the Bible says that the wise judges, you know that who are the wise judges today? They have oil, they have the revelation, the Holy Ghost. You know the Holy Ghost is not from your papa. Ba, 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 eh? I will tell you the meaning of speaking in tongues. We'll tell you. It's not just your papa. Ba, 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 eh? I do that a lot, but it's more than that. The Holy Spirit is to teach you what the deep things of God.
Yes, the mystery.
It's a mystery now because we became ignorant. The reality is not a mystery.
Yes,
it's because we were ignorant of it. That's why we're calling it a mystery now. But the days come, what is just, that is our life. That's our true knowledge. the spiritual things of God are being unveiled to us today by what? By the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God wants you to know, to illuminate you. But God, all we have been doing is doing, laying hands on people and doing. I would think that those things do not change people. I've been a zombie Christian for many years, and I tell you, I've seen people fall time and time again, and they never changed. It does not change people. Amen. Praise God. It's how we can allow the Spirit of God is a gift of God.
Yes.
The Spirit is a gift of God. This is the only thing that God has given us. What? The Spirit has what? A gift. And that gift is to give us the understanding, the knowledge, to restore that understanding that was lost. The Bible says that you are gods, but you die as what? Men. Why? Because lack of understanding. The courses of the earth are out of course. Everything is out of course. Every part of your life is there's no balance, no peace. Why? Because you are walking in darkness. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God is there to give you an understanding. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's what the Spirit of God is here for. Hallelujah. Amen. So at midnight, we will leave the virgins now, because the virgins will enter into union with Christ. You know why you are married to Christ? Amen. The Bible says the two shall become what?
One.
So in reality, the virgins enter into union with what? With Christ. Hallelujah. And when you enter into union with Christ, you fail to exist. Amen. Praise God. You know, you think of the Spirit, there is nothing like male or female.
No.
Amen. You know, I get angry with you when they say women cannot preach. They quote the scriptures of Paul. They say that a woman must be subject to the man, to the husband. The man must. But they don't understand that Paul was writing a spiritual letter. See, there's a time will come when we get to the same level that all of us will be speaking a language that people around us will not understand us. Well, Paul was writing a spiritual letter because the church is the woman.
Yes.
Christ is the head. That's the man. That's the husband. See, and what Paul was saying, that as we should not talk out of our own minds, but we should speak from the mind of what? Of the head, which is Christ. When a woman is married to a man, she becomes subject to her head. Amen. She loses her what? Her own head. She must be what? Subject to what?
So
in all things, you can't say what. That kind of thing is not applicable to a natural marriage. Amen. Amen. Otherwise, the world will not become slaves. Amen. These are spiritual laws, spiritual revelations. Jesus Christ spoke about a marriage that has been from the beginning. He told the scribes about a marriage that has been from the beginning. It's your marriage with Christ, with the Lord. Amen. The two shall become one. One flesh, one body. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank God. Praise God. That's a bit of silence.
Amen.
Amen. So the wise virgins that pass midnight enter into union with the Lord. Amen. And this is our salvation. Amen.
Amen.
This is our salvation. To realize once more that we are one with the Lord. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Incorruptible, immortal in the heavens. Unchangeable. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Bible says that He has brought immortality and life to light. Through what? Through the gospel. We're going to go to bed. Let's go on, brethren. Amen.
Amen.
And the gift of the big day. Hallelujah.
Pleasure.
300 with trumpets and a, you know, jars made of clay with torchlight in them. And at midnight, Gideon would give the sign to the 300 men. And what did they do? They sound the trumpet. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And as they sound the trumpet at midnight, every one of them what breaks the pitcher of clay. Hallelujah. And when you do that, you know what comes out of it?
God bless you. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
That was how they were able to beat all their enemies. Do you know your enemies today?
Mm-hmm.
Death, sickness, weakness, fear. Everything that you ever inherited in Adam, the transgression, is abolished only by recognizing the mystery of the Christ in you. Are you listening today? That light is already there. Are you listening? It's already there. Are you listening? Did you see it before?
No.
Did you see what was here before?
No.
It is there. Whether you know it or not. No matter what you have been through in this life. Amen. No matter how people have left you, no matter how many people have abused you, no matter how many times you thought you failed, that light personality is where? That is there. Hallelujah. Say God. And God is telling us today that the only way you can actually get the victory is to recognize this secret within yourself and to work what? In this mystery.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The trumpet. What are the trumpets? What did they say? What does the trumpet say? It's a confession. What are you confessing? The Bible says that they overcame by what?
By the blood of
the Lamb.
By the words of
their testimony. And they loved not their life unto death. See, these were not fearful people. They loved not their life unto death. And they what? They blow the trumpet with their word confession. What do you confess with your mouth? Is not what is in your mind?
Yes.
Change your mindset. Change your what?
Mindset.
That's what the Bible calls repentance. You know that?
Yes.
Repentance is not going to the altar every day and telling God, I looked at that woman in law school, forgive me. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, please forgive me. I stole a piece of meat from my mother's pot. That's not the repentance. God is not even aware of those things. Those are your level. Those are the things of men. I'm not trying to tell you to do it. You do it well. That's your own. Amen. But God, the things are higher than that. Repentance is the word to change your mind. To change your mindset, to begin to think once more like the Son of God. To be spiritually minded is what? Is life. Hallelujah. Change your mindset. And that is your confession, because your mind is always speaking. Even if you see somebody sitting down there without saying a word, he's speaking. Because the mind is speaking. Your confession of who you are, your true origin in God, the life personality of you in you is what will save you. See, with your heart have you believed and what? By confession, salvation. Hallelujah. The Bible says that you don't have to go to heaven to look for God. Do you? Do you have to go to heaven to look for God?
No.
Do you not need to go to the sea to look for God?
No.
The word is where?
In you, your mouth.
Your confession, brethren. Your confession, hallelujah. Begin to confess this gift that God has given you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The life in you is the life of God. The Bible says that in him was the light. Life of all
men.
All men. Did he say some?
Yes.
Did he say some?
No.
All
men.
All men. All men. And your ability to recognize this is your rest and your peace forever. Amen.
Amen.
When you recognize your incorruptible name, because you are incorruptible, you know that? You are immortal. The way it is the way you are. This is our written in the Bible. Praise God. The Bible says, greater is he that is where?
Mm-hmm.
It's a great mystery. There is something in you that has always been there. And God wants you to know your true identities, that you are children of God. Amen. You are a child of God, and you are born to rule and to reign. Recognize your true nature, your true celestial nature. Because light, I don't think light has a body. Because can you feel light? Light is not something that is you can hold. It's not material. So when we're talking about a light body, a light person, we're talking about a purely spiritual person. See, we know we're all spirits. We're spiritual beings. And we are called to walk in this reality. Praise God. This is how we can escape the corruption that is in this world. Hallelujah. So Gideon will go on to defeat the army by blowing the trumpet. Praise God. Which is nothing but your confession of the Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your confession of what? The Christ. What is the Christ?
In me.
Your confession of what? The Christ in you. Praise God. That is the only thing that can give a man a victory. Amen. And when you do these things, darkness is no more.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Darkness is no more. No devil is chasing you anywhere. You can now rule and reign in life. Hallelujah. I'm going to round up with a vision that somebody saw in the camp of the enemies before Gideon actually went to do this battle. Amen. Gideon sent a spy to the camp of what? The Midianites. And do you know what he heard? The spy heard somebody say in his tent. They said that they saw a loaf of bread. Amen. A loaf of barley bread tumbling down from heaven. Amen. And he struck a tent, because he knows there's, you know, the armies in this to stay in tent. He struck the tent and leveled the tent to nothing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. That loaf of bread, do you know what the bread is that came from heaven?
Christ.
What's it?
It's Christ.
Is the body of Christ, and we are all that one bread. Do you know that?
Yes.
Brethren, hallelujah.
Yes.
Say that we are one bread.
We are one bread.
We are one bread.
We are one
bread.
One
bread.
One
bread.
You see how, you know, wheat or flour is mixed together to form one lump. See, innumerable amount of, you can count flour. You can't count the grains of flour. You can't. But God puts it together to become one body. Amen?
Amen.
And our recognition of this body is a body that is not made with hands, because
Amen.
It came from nowhere. Praise God. A body that is not made with hands. It came from nowhere and destroyed the camp of what?
Amen.
This is your victory today,
man.
Amen.
If anybody has a health problem, praise God.
Amen.
You've had a health problem for many years, or you are developing any kind of problem, or a sense of lack, the first thing to begin to recognize is the inner man.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
When we begin to walk by revelation according to the inner man, it quickens your what? Your mortal body. Praise God. It quickens you. Amen. It quickens you in every aspect of your life. Praise God. Even in your finances, in every aspect, both spiritually and physically. First of all, by recognizing who you are. Praise God. And you can walk in victory all the days of your life. Praise God. So God has taught us today how to walk. Again, our battle is to know the mystery of who I am in God. This is what God wants you to know. Praise God. See, the devil doesn't want you to know this. The Bible says that the devil is a what? A thief. And what does he rob from you? He robs you of the knowledge of who you are. That's the first thing. You know, you remember Lazarus? What happened to Lazarus? You see that? Lazarus was in a tomb and was like this, isn't it? He had a handkerchief around the face, meaning that he was veiled. Amen. And that is the work of the devil. Praise God. And today, Christ is removing this veil so that you can recognize this thing and walk freely as a child, free from fear. See, so we're exercising ourselves. Can we stand up, please? We're exercising ourselves in this knowledge today, brethren. Our warfare is to believe what God has told us.
Amen.
You hear what the sister said earlier on today? The sister said, the will of God is that we what? We know, believe him that has, you know, Jesus Christ. To see him and to believe him. Praise God. That is the will of God. And we have to recognize that he's talking about recognizing your true identities in God. Praise God.
Amen.
When you know this thing, devil and everything crumbles in your life, you can live a life without fear in victory. Hallelujah. Nobody can chase you from your villages. Praise God, when you know yourself, nothing can touch you. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Nothing can touch you when you know yourself.
Amen.
No amount of voodoo can touch you.
Yes.
Don't let people deceive you, telling that you have what they call these curses. Parental curses.
Okay.
Generational curses. Deceit. Praise God, you are not of that generation. You are of a new generation that has been from eternity.
Right on.
Before Abraham was I. Oh, you forgotten, have you? You forgotten?
No.
That before Abraham was I am.
Yes.
You forgotten that you are among the morning stars that shouted for joy.
Amen.
When God created the heavens and earth.
Yes.
You forgotten all these things in your humanity. Praise God. So don't let those things deceive you. Generational curses, what your father did or what. If you buried anything underneath the ground in the past, let it be there. Forget it. Move on. Don't let anybody tell you that you have to go there to uproot it. Forget it. Amen.
Hallelujah.
You are free. Liberate yourself. Walk in your glory. Hallelujah. Can you come, please? Can we pray, Father? We thank you. Thank you, O Lord, for this power, this revelation.
Yes.
The Christ within.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Christ within is like a candle of the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That's the light that lighted every man that entered into the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, because by the gospel,
yes,
you are brought to light,
yes,
immortality and life.
Amen. Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
You brought to light my true nature,
yes,
my true glory. Awake my glory, oh God. Oh, thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, because you've given us the key to victory. The key to fighting this battle and winning this battle once and for all. Hallelujah. They shall know the truth, and the truth will what? Set you free from all your superstitious beliefs as men. Fake religious beliefs. Set you free and know that you are the one called to rule and to reign. And God wants you to rule and to reign right now.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
As we were doing the prayer and worship, the Lord showed me the palm tree. You know, the leaves of the palm tree. That was when we were doing the praise and worship. Right now, as we're concluding this this word, the Lord showed me, you know, when you plant in the farm, the weeds, then when you want to harvest the weed, there's a way they roll it. The weed, they roll it in bunches.
Weeds. Weeds,
it was being rolled and being wrapped in the field. That was what the Lord showed me. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Palm trees. You know what palm trees symbolizes? You are the plantings of God.
Amen.
The palm tree is the only tree that does not age. It remains there forever.
Oh, yes.
And the Bible says that the trees of God are full of life.
Yes.
They flourish continuously even in their own day. They continue. It talks of eternal life.
Amen.
It talks about an endless life. They continue to flourish with green leaves. Always fruitful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Always bearing fruit.
Amen.
And you can only bear fruit in the spirit. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You can only bear fruit in the spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Only as you are spiritual can you bear fruit. Flesh and blood cannot what? Bear fruit. So we are the planting of the Lord, and we spoke of the harvest. Hallelujah. God is harvesting his people.
In the name of Jesus.
Gathering his people unto his kingdom in this hour. Praise God for this word.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.